Welcome to the KMCH Sports Zone. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we get started for playoffs in a lot of different sports right now. With football, we have the lower classes with 8-man, Class A, Class 1A, and Class 2A beginning their first round playoffs this week. The higher classes with 3A and 4A, they still have one more regular season game left. Then they start the following week with volleyball. They're starting regional play. And then John just came back over from Hartridge Golf Course, where you had state qualifying over there for cross country with
3A and 4A took place today. 1A, 2A will be tomorrow. Yeah, I'll go over those results here in a little bit.
Yeah, with West Delaware being a host for Class 3A there. But to just go over, as we said, the lower classes for high school football, that starts this week. And we have our coverage this week. Just to remind you guys, don't worry, don't forget, West Delaware is going to be at Charles City. Once again, this is a regular season finale for them. So Jamie and Ryan will be up there along with Bill. Pregame 6:45, 7:30 kickoff on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Our coverage area football game is the first round of the playoffs in Class A in Winthrop. East Buchanan welcomes the Lisbon Lions at 7 o'clock. Myself and Roger Reed will be up there, and you can listen to that on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. And just to go over some of the other playoff matchups that we have, so in 8-man football, Edgewood-Colesburg, big win last week against Midland to get third place in that district, and Edco is going to be traveling to Turkey Valley. East Buchanan, as we mentioned, hosting Lisbon. North Lynn finishing as district champions in that same district as East Buchanan and Mack Valley. The Lynx will be hosting Wapello. Mack Valley, team that won just one game last year. What a turnaround for the Wildcats. They are in the playoffs this year, and they are going to be at Columbus Junction. So they have to take a bit of a road trip down south. That's going to be a long bus ride, but the Wildcats hoping to maybe get a playoff win. And then over in Class 1A, you have Cascade with a tough one at Dyke New Hartford. And we talked a couple weeks ago about how the Cougars are down their best player right now. And the Cougars, if they can make a deep run, maybe could get him back. But they got a tough matchup right away. And then Monticello will host Central Lee to start out their first round of the playoffs. But, John, as we mentioned, we had a great success for the area teams. And as we mentioned, we're still waiting for the higher classes. We still have West Delaware, Independence, more than likely, and Western Dubuque sitting pretty good in as well in Class 4A. So, we'll have to wait and see by the end of Friday night, early Saturday morning, where they're going to stand as far as playoffs.
Independence and West Delaware are both in for sure.
Right, yep.
And Western Dubuque, I'm pretty sure they're in as well. They just need to take care of business, but they will get that second spot in district number two. I don't think anybody else can get that. There are only one game left. I believe it was Mason City.
Mason City they have at on
the
hill.
They have more than one loss in the district. So Western Dubuque's in as the second team in that district behind Waverly Shell Rock, a game we had last Friday night. Western Dubuque, valiant effort against the Gohawks, and they are a good team. Waverly Shell Rock, no doubt. Bobcats gave them a fight all the way into that second half until they were able to pull away in the late third quarter and into the fourth quarter. But Western Dubuque, hopefully we'll hear from Coach Penner tonight to recap that game. But they gave a heck of an effort, but just coming up a little short. Waverly Shell Rock, again, very good ball team.
And as we mentioned, not just high school football that we'll be talking about. We'll also have West Delaware volleyball head coach Brett Mather as the Hawks get ready to face Clinton tomorrow in their first regional game. And coming off the WAMAC tournament, going to the semifinals before losing to Mount Vernon in that one, the eventual champion for that conference. And then John will also have a recap from the cross country qualifying meet as well at Hartridge Golf Course. So lots to cover, but coming up next, we'll talk a little bit of football, starting with Independence football head coach Justin Putz, says Independence with that big win last week, 1-point win over West Delaware, down the street from here. And boy, we knew it was going to be a good game, and it just came down to 1 point, basically a missed extra point.
Yeah, what a contest. Back and forth. It always usually is a battle between those two teams. They left everything out on Brown Field. Independence getting their third district title of all time. We'll talk to Coach Putz about that here coming up.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Whether you are thinking of buying or selling your home, give Homefront Realty a call. They are there to be your advisor, negotiator, and facilitator in the real estate game. They will save you time so you can spend it cheering on your favorite team. Find your dream home with Homefront Realty.
Bob Steva Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steva Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
The KMCH Sports Zone continues on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. The head coach of the Independence Mustangs, Justin Putz, joins me as his team getting a district title and moving the record to 8-1, 4-0 in District 3 last week with that nail-biting close 21-20 decision over the West Delaware Hawks. What a back-and-forth tight game. Great atmosphere at Brown Field last Friday night, coach, in Manchester. And you talked about those are the kind of games that your program, your team wants to be playing in. Takes a lot of hard work to get to that point, and boy, it's fun when you're there, and especially when you're able to get the W and get a district title, third all time for Independence and first since 2020. So congratulations.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I think one of the goals for all teams to be playing meaningful games, you know, at the end of the year. I think, you know, when the districts came out a few years ago that we thought must have West Delaware to have a couple of battles, you know, with district titles on the line. I think we thought it had a chance to go that way. But obviously, as you said, a lot of hard work goes in prior to that. But, you know, I think to come out and play a rival on the road in an environment, there's probably not many places I enjoy playing as much as Brown Field with the fans on top of you and the close quarters there on the visiting side. Just kind of brings the intensity up, you know, with stuff on the line. And it's really proud of our guys. It just kind of speaks to, you know, the work that they have and the toughness they have to go out and find a way to win that ball game.
Indeed, and the back and forth, as I talked about, the close plays, your team able to find a way to win against this West Delaware team who had the series dominated. But as you know, it's about that night in the moment, and it's about this group of kids right now, and who wants it more, and your team able to prevail by 1 point. What a big win for your program.
Yeah, you know, it was a huge win for us. Yeah, I think, you know, district title was a goal that our guys have had since day one. You know, to be in a similar situation last year, you know, not be able to quite get that game done and West Delaware win that one, you know, something that stuck with our guys, and they really didn't want to have that happen again. You know, and plus with the significance of the district title, getting a chance to host that first-round playoff game, stuff like that. You know, last year we were on the road for both of ours. So certainly something that's motivated the guys and been in their mind, and something that, you know, they were really thinking about, you know, really for a calendar year.
Indeed, and getting ready to finish up the regular season this week as center pointer Banna, the team 4-4 record. You have a 3-1 record against them. The last loss came in 2018, the first time you played them. Last year you beat them 40-14 at CPU. So one final regular season home game. You'll get the host in the playoffs at least once. So trying to round things out this week in week 9 on a good positive note against CPU.
Yeah, you know, we'll have senior night and you have a nice group and a group that will go down as the first group in school history to be in the program and go to the playoffs all 4 years of their high school career. You know, we've not had a group do that. By my math and in our history of Independence football, it would be the winningest group ever, you know, as a group of seniors. So certainly it'd be nice to honor them and tip our cap to them as well. As much as anything, you know, we did watch the film from that West Delaware game, and we feel like there's still plenty of things that, you know, what we did is a number of nice things. There's plenty of things that we can do better on, and we have more left. So we've been improving it each week. Another step to come out and improve and show what we can do. And as much as anything, it'll come out and keep playing good football and find a way to do things better than we did last week.
Indeed. And what do you see in CPU this year?
You know, they're probably a team that I think is a little better than the record will show. They got some big kids. and a really nice tight end, about 6'6", 230, that I would take any day of the week. They have, you know, a couple nice linemen, another tall receiver, and, you know, they're always going to be really aggressive on defense. They probably blitz at a higher percentage than anybody else in our district. So that's something you really have to account for when you're going to go ahead and match up against them. So, you know, I think the team certainly is going to be motivated. I think we've had some chippier games with them in the past, so we're certainly have to be aware of that. But they're going to put a lot of pressure on us. They're going to attack, and it's something we're going to have to be ready for.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck this week. Congratulations on the district title and getting ready for that number one spot in the playoffs come next week. We'll recap and preview playoffs and find out who you play on Saturday morning. Coach, have a great rest of your week. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you.
Justin Putz, the head coach of the Independence Mustangs here on the program. More of the Sports Zone coming up here from KMC Sports.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Phil from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage. It's now playoff time, basically, for all the fall sports. We've had a state tournament for boys golf, but now we're going to cover some volleyball real quick. And joining us right now is West Delaware volleyball head coach Brett Mather as the Hawks get ready to start regional play tomorrow versus Clinton, which we will have coverage of tomorrow as well. But Coach,
tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, yeah, on the KMC Sports video stream, as always, for a home game at Seedorf Gymnasium, also live on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH Sports app. As Brett Mather joins us here of the West Delaware Hawks, you've done this many years, Coach, 27 years at West Delaware, getting ready for another postseason trail here. And Clinton, the opponent, no surprise there. You expected it to be them as they came out of that match 3-0 against Central DeWitt on Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Clinton was the better team in that matchup there, and we kind of anticipated that. But, you know, our goal since last Thursday was just continue to get better and continue to find ways to score some points here. And, you know, I think we've had some great practices since last Thursday. We've improved on what we've done, and I felt, you know, I feel pretty good going into the matchup. Not overconfident, but I feel like we're playing some pretty good ball in practice there, and we just got to carry that over onto the game court.
There's always a different mindset when postseason play comes around. How much do you talk about it? How much do you just let the older girls lead by example as they've been through it?
You know, I spoke briefly for less than a minute after practice today, but you kind of have the older girls that you rely on them. You know, they've been there, done that, and they've learned from the previous ones before them. So certainly we count on our captains a lot for leading this charge in the postseason. And, you know, the most important match starts tomorrow night. And, you know, you got to get past that match before you can do anything else.
Coach, you are coming off the WAMAC tournament last week and losing in the semis to Mount Vernon, who was the eventual champion. But how did you feel overall your team performed that day? As you mentioned, it's basically a whole day event. But what can you say as far as what you liked and maybe what you feel you want to work on as you get ready for tomorrow?
Well, we're looking for consistency, and that's kind of the name of the game, is how consistent can you be, you know, not be real flashy on one play and then the next play give up an easy point there. So, you know, we're just looking for a little bit of consistency. We're looking for, girls staying in a better base as far as staying athletic the entire point, hitting the ground where you need to, moving the feet. And, you know, overall, I thought we played pretty well at the WAMAC. you know, certainly Mount Vernon was just right now they're a better team. There's no doubt about it, and they proved that when we played them in the semis. But I thought we played a really good quarterfinal round match against Center Point Urbana, particularly game two, and we're down in game two, and we just mentally, I thought, we kept battling. And, you know, late in the game, we found ourselves up one, and we were able to finish that game out. So, yeah. You know, I thought we did some great things down there, and, you know, we got beat by a better team. That's the way it was.
Well, looking over at Clinton right now, I don't know how much you've been able to look, but it looks like their standout player is Michaela Howard, a senior, 255 kills on the season. What can you say? What stands out about Clinton, and what do you know is going to be the key tomorrow to win and move on in the regionals?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is focus on yourself. You know, focus on what we do. You know, we control one side of the court, and that's our side of the court. But, you know, certainly you got to know a little bit about your opponent as well. And, yeah, she's a good player. She's a good outside hitter for us. She stands about 6'2", 6'3". So, you know, that's something you don't come across every match. There's a really tall girl like that. But, you know, I think if we stay balanced, I think we're in good shape there. If we, you know, aren't passing and have to be one-dimensional, then it's anybody's game there. So that's going to be our key, is focus on what we do.
Well, when you do, like you said, Coach, it's not too often that you deal with an opponent that has a player of that height. So what is the key when you have to face an opponent that might have that would have a player that is 6'2", 6'3"? What are some keys that you have to do to make sure that you're ready for what's coming?
Well, I think the big thing is you got to make them work hard. Some of those girls, you know, that are that tall, is that they don't want to maybe work as hard. So you got to maybe speed the tempo up. And that's something, you know, if we're passing, we can do really well, is speed the tempo up and you know, make them play faster than they're used to. And that's kind of our key, is to make the players a little bit uncomfortable on the other side, because, you know, you're playing a fast game. And if we do that, then I think, you know, good things will happen.
West Delaware volleyball head coach Brett Mather, kind enough to join us on the program as he and the Hawks get ready for their regional play tomorrow versus Clinton at home, which we will have coverage on Mix 94.7 as well. Coach, it's always great to hear from you. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, and we certainly appreciate all KMCH does for us, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Indeed, Brett Mather, the head coach of the Hawks, tomorrow night, 6:50, the pregame pre-meet coverage. Joan and I will have it for you from Seedorf Gymnasium as the Hawks take on Clinton. A lot of good matchups going on tonight. Northland and Edco in regional Class 2A quarterfinal play. Also, Cascade travel to Fairbank as those matches will get started at 7 o'clock as well. Cascade and Wapsie Valley, also Monticello and Dubuque Wallert playing tonight. East Buchanan is at Sumner Fredericksburg as well. So a lot of coverage area teams in play tonight. We'll have those results, not by the time we get off the air, but we'll have them for you in the sportscast coming up, of course, tomorrow, and then getting ready for tomorrow night's West Delaware Class 4A action. Independence will also be in play tomorrow night against Clear Creek Amana. The winner of that one gets the winner of the West Delaware Clinton contest and the regional final next Tuesday night. If the Hawks and Clippers win, the two teams favored, it will be at Seedorf Gymnasium. West Delaware would be the host as the higher ranked team. So we will wait and see what happens in that regard. We also have most likely volleyball on Monday and Wednesday at night, depending on our coverage area teams and who wins and loses coming up the next couple days as well.
And coming up next, we'll try and have Edgewood Colesburg football head coach. What are we thinking?
We'll get Coach Augustine coming up here, and we'll have Coach Mark Atwater. Before that, the Beckman head coach here as they wrap up the Blazers season right next on the KMCH Sports Zone.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver, Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in Red Power.
Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Back in the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you, the head coach of the Beckman Blazers, Mark Atwater, joining me as the Blazers wrapped up a 4-4 season last Friday night, fell to MFL Marmac 61-0 up in Monona. And coach, we talked last week how such a good team MFL Marmac was, number one team in the district, and unfortunately your team found that out firsthand last week, just to never get anything going, and they couldn't stop the train rolling once they got going. Talk about that hard loss to round out the season last Friday night.
You just kind of hit it. You know, we couldn't get them stopped. We went three and out on our first possession defensively. It was, felt good about it. And then, you know, they just did a lot of different things for to us. You know, the struggle has been just younger guys trying to get them in there, getting them coached up, ready to go. And I think I said this before the Sumner game or after the Sumner game too. You know, people have had us on tape now these couple of weeks. And what we're going to be in, they've definitely found some weaknesses just and really have hit them. That's because we have good coaches in our district. And, you know, MFL is no different. They found kind of where we had some weaknesses, where we had some younger kids, and they definitely went at it. You know, make no bones about it. They're a good team. There's a reason they're in the spot they're in. You know, and just it was a tough night for us, tough way to conclude things and all those. But, you know, you keep moving on, and that's part of it. And hey, we were on the opposite end, you know, last year with two victories against those guys. So, you know, you could definitely feel some of that coming out from them, and they were, you know, they were clicking on all cylinders, and they were getting ready to gear up for the postseason. So, you know, that's kind of how football works, unfortunately, sometimes, and we're on the wrong end of it.
Indeed. You try to find the positives and the learning experiences for some of those younger kids thrown in who will be part of your varsity team next year, and you've done that for the last couple of weeks now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and trying to build those kids, I think, is the biggest thing. Thrown into a tough situation, thrown into maybe varsity football before, you know, they might have been ready or might have been, hey, this was the time to do it. They got thrown in, and there's going to be learning lessons. There's going to be bumps. But I think as we kind of concluded and talked as a group, you know, it's kind of like, what do you guys want from this now? You know, you've been on both sides. You know, some of those kids who are going to be seniors and juniors, hey, you were a part of a semifinal run, some playoff experience, you know, and then you went through this, which was a tough ending to this year. Mm-hmm. You know, where do you want to go with it? And I just trying to motivate them in that way. And, you know, I feel good about our numbers through that those classes. I feel good about kind of where we're at with things. So hopefully those kids can just take it and run with it. You know, it's ball in their court, and they're going to have a lot of winter sports, spring sports, summer sports before they get back to this. But, you know, I hope they're out competing, and I hope, you know, the weight room is a time for them to grow. So take these experiences and just kind of carve out where they want to go and what they want their team to be.
And learning all over the place for this team the last several weeks, and you've talked about it here of sometimes you're dealt with adversity and it's how you respond to it to try to stay positive as you can and move forward. So some life lessons to learn by this group as well the last few weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, we're just so beneficial being here at a Catholic school, you know, and kind of the things we talk about. And you know, there's a plan out there. I don't know what this plan is, and it's been really hard. You know, I'm not gonna lie to people and say I haven't struggled through this. It's been hard as a coach. It's been hard on our program. It's been hard on our school. You know, but there's a plan out there for everyone that's been a part of this. That, you know, I don't know what it is. You got to trust in it. And I hope these kids can step away from this year and say, you know, yes, this didn't go the way we were expecting or hoping, but I learned something for it, and I'm better because of it. And, you know, it sounds really cliche and really cliche as a coach to just say that, but we're living it here every day, and that's kind of why these kids chose this school, and that's why their families want them to choose this school. And, you know, that's why I'm in the position I'm in of just, hey, this is a learning experience, and you have to learn something from it. It'd be all for naught if you step away and say, you know, woe is me, you know, and point fingers elsewhere. We got to look at ourselves and say how we can be better. You know, and that's everyone. That's me as a coach. That's, you know, our football team, our kids leaving and staying. You know, hey, we all have to look at how can I do better and how can I be a better person? How can I be a better Christian? How can I be a better brother, father, husband down the road? So you hope those kids walk away with those lessons. And yeah, it was tough, but, you know, I know from my standpoint as a coach, I'm a lot tougher on the outside of it than when I walked into it. And it was hard, but we got through it. And, you know, you just keep moving forward. So proud of these kids. Not perfect. You know, we know that. They're kids. It's something you do. But you still love them. You care about them and hope they just continue to grow into better young men every day.
And for the 15 seniors on your team this year, you say thank you and wish them the best as the A's go on here at the banquet. And you'll wish them the best and thank them for all the years in the program.
Absolutely. You know, there's just – they've done a lot. They've done a lot for our program. And on our last practice, we kind of just sat and walked through that and talked about it. Just, the playoff experience their sophomore year, us going down to Sigourney and losing, but hey, a 6-3 team, and then building into what it was last year with an 11-1 run. And so many of those kids, all conference, all district, all state, you know, meant so much to our team. They've done a lot for this program. This program's in a better place than when they walked in, you know, years prior. You know, it hasn't been perfect like I've alluded to, but I do feel like we're continually moving in the right direction, and there's a standard here now that's set that, you know, you can't make that go away. The standard is hard work, and we have that here, and I thank those kids for that because they've been a big piece of that, and you're proud of them. You know, I hope they go off, do great things, and, you know, you always come back. You're always Beckman Blazer, so very proud of these young men.
No doubt. And now the off season, a little different than the last couple of years of just how the season ends. That's how it goes in any program. And now you'll get up for the off season here after a break and a rest and get these kids ready to go in the weight room. And the journey will start over again.
Exactly. Like you said, it's a journey, you know, and it does start. And it's what we pose to our younger guys, just, where do you want this journey to go for you? And I'm not saying, hey, you can just wish and hope for, you know, 11 wins and semifinals and playoffs. No, it takes work. And what are you willing to put in? And it's just not what are you willing to put in, but what are you willing to grab your buddy by the shoulder and say, hey, you're coming with me. You know, that's the recipe to success. We found that out. It's as many guys doing everything that they possibly can to get better. And then you let the chips fall where they fall. I've never met a group that's worked as hard as they possibly can and been upset at the end that they worked too hard and didn't get what they wanted. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen. So, like you said, I hope they're, you know, a lot of these kids playing a bunch of different sports. You want to see them compete, and then we come back into the weight room and keep working towards, you know, another new goal. And their journey, you know, they get to ride it for next year, and I'm excited to see what those kids want to make of it.
Indeed. All right, Coach, thanks for your time as always all season long. Best of luck to you and your program in the off season, and have a great weekend coming up here.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do and everything, KMCH sports coverage, everything. You guys are great. So thank you so much, Swish.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Mark Atwater, the head coach of the Beckman Blazers here on the program. We'll continue on with more of it right after this from KMCH Sports.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage. As we said, it's playoff time for high school football with the lower classes, 8-man Class A, Class 1A, Class 2A. Now joining me right now is Starmont football head coach Mike Augustine. And Starmont, not in the playoffs, but does have a game this week that they're going to be playing. It's going to be youth recognition night. They're going to be traveling to North Tama. And coach, thanks again for joining us. I know that you know, of course, the overall goal is playoffs, but can you talk about this game with North Tama? How did this come about? Even though you guys aren't in the playoffs, you're still going to be playing a game Friday night.
Once that process kind of started, and you start reaching out the last week or so, and you after the Mac Valley game, we started looking, and you know, you send emails, and North Tama reached out to us, and a couple other schools did too. But looking at things, we ended up just going down to North Tama.
Well, what does it mean to be able to have North Tama do this? What does it mean for the kids to be able to have at least one more game?
Well, you know, that's the big thing, is we wanted 9 games, and no matter what or more, the goal is, like you said at the beginning of the year, you set that goal. Being able to reach out and find that, I mean, it's so crucial for your program to, you know, you have the ability to end the season on a right note, continue to build on things. You know, we've got things, you know, all year we've been so close, and each game has kind of changed, and we started clicking, you know, late on some things. So this week we've been working on focusing on those areas that are really clicking right now, and it gives you that opportunity to do it in a game speed and have that chance at that, you know, ending your season on the right note.
Absolutely. And you guys are coming off a 34-12 loss to Lisbon. Now, it was only a 14-0 deficit at halftime, and you were able to score in the third quarter. But what can you say as far as, like you said, it you know, there are times where we see bright spots and then we see growing pains. But what can you say about last week's game against Lisbon that you saw, what you liked and what you hope to work on?
Yeah, our defense played really well. You know, they blocked a punt, and that led to their first score. And we did a good job holding them. And offensively, we got some positive gains, and we started going backwards. We were spinning our wheels a little bit, just missing on some big plays and finally getting some good yards. And then we were able to spread out. And Nick did a good job throwing the ball. We threw for 198 yards and pretty much all in the second half. A little bit in the second quarter when things started to click there, and we started to see that, and you know, that allows you to see that, and like I said, we focused on that area where we were already clicking, and adding this aspect, and it makes you more versatile, and getting this week 9 game really allows us to build on that and use it as a springboard, and for our seniors to get that 9th game, you know, that's going to be good for them, and kind of make their season go another week for them.
Yeah. No, that was actually going to be my next question. Are you looking at this game as hey, we're still playing to win it no matter what, or is it really, are you kind of looking at it too as, you know, this is what, you know, kind of a look for next year type thing to see kind of what you can build on and everything?
Yeah. I think from a scheme wise, you know, we're always in it to win, and we're going to play and coach to win. You know, and we have 5 seniors, and they play pretty big parts in there. Mm-hmm. And you know, the goal is to take care of business and get that way where we can maybe start sprinkling in some of the young guys later in the game and seeing and building on that. But for right now, we're just focused on going to North Tama, playing our best football of the year, ending the year on the right note, and playing a consistent 48-minute football game.
Well, you guys are a young team. We knew that coming in. But what can you say about, as you said, you got 5 seniors on this team that get the chance to play one last game. What can you say about what they have meant to the program and what you're going to miss most?
Well, every year, you know, it's always hard. You they kind of add up, but it's always tough to lose those seniors. They're just my biggest thing with all of them. I'm close to them. They're good kids. You know, they're a joy to coach, and they've committed. You know, we've had a few that didn't and didn't stick it out and all that. And to those kids that do and played for 4 years, you know, it's kind of like this homage where you want to send them off on a ninth game, and we want to send them off the right way, and we're going to do everything in our power to do that. And then with our young kids, just following suit and keep, you know, honing the knife, so to say, and putting ourselves in position to see where, you know, adjustments can be made for the future as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are some big things you are going to be looking at with those young guys? I mean, we've seen it that you have some great pieces with Nick at quarterback, Anthony King at running back. We've seen what he can do defensively. Isaiah Maker as one of your wide receivers, and there's plenty of great young linemen up front on both sides. What are you going to be looking for, or as far as the young guys in building for next year?
Well, you know, to follow suit of the upperclassmen, you know, we always want to do that and build and continue to get better. You know, with only losing five this year, you know, a lot of them are going to have that experience that we've talked about. You know, last year, we had with 11 seniors, you graduate a lot of experience. And some of these guys got put into roles this year where they got good experience. And yes, we've dealt with the growing pains. But it's always, you always try to just get better each day. Like we preach to them, you know, try to get 1% better each day, and take these lessons and learn from them. And, you know, we've been close in a few games and it didn't go our way because we've made a few mistakes here and there. It's about fixing those and for us as coaches, you know, seeing, okay, where we know we're good, where we're showing we can be good at, and then just being able to adjust our plans to highlight those areas where those kids are going to be successful.
Absolutely. Starmont football head coach Mike Augustine, always kind enough to join us every single week as Starmont may not be in the playoffs, but the Stars do get one more game. It'll be at North Tama on Friday night, one more game for those seniors. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
You betcha. And coming up next, we'll have Maquoketa Valley football head coach Trevor Arnold. What an amazing turnaround for the Wildcats from one win last year to now a playoff team. Getting ready to face Columbus Junction on Friday. That is next on the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we continue our coverage as we get ready for high school football playoffs in the lower classes and 8-man Class A, Class 1A, and Class 2A. And on the phone right now with us is Maquoketa Valley football head coach Trevor Arnold. And coach, I know we've mentioned it a bunch of times, but what's the feeling like with this team going from one win last year and now you're in the playoffs? And I mean, it was such a turnaround for you guys this year. What can you say about what this feeling is like for this team and this program?
Well, I mean, it's a big deal. And I always tell kids that some things should be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came a long way in a year time, and that's due to what the kids did. You know, it's because of what they did and how well they've played at times this year. And there's been times where we haven't. We've been, you know, humbled quite a bit on a few occasions. But, you know, at this point, everybody's in the same situation. you win and you get to play another game, you lose and you're done. And nobody wants that, so everybody's going to be trying to do exactly what they need to do and execute as well as possible to move on and play another game. And we're in that boat, and so is Columbus.
I was going to say, so Columbus is your opponent. You have to make the trip down south on Friday. Looking at it, it looks like this is going to be a battle of basically running backs. You guys have Lance McShane. They have a guy named Kaden Omegon. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that last name correctly, but their running back has 1,500 rushing yards, 22 touchdowns, and you want to look at what Lance has. I mean, basically similar 1,200 rushing yards with 18 rushing touchdowns, and then, of course, a couple of receiving touchdowns and what he's done defensively. But what can you say about what stands out about Columbus Junction and their running back and what you're going to be facing on Friday night?
Well, up front, they have good size. They don't play a whole lot of kids. I mean, they're probably about 13, 14 deep in terms of the amount of kids that they play on offense and defense. So, you know, both of us are in a similar situation there. They'll just have more guys standing on the sidelines than we do. But the Amagon kid, I mean, he's fast. He's probably the fastest back we will have seen all year. I would say similar to McShane in terms of open field speed. When Lance gets out in the open, nobody's catching him, and this kid's the same way. They also have another kid, Tristan Miller, who's their halfback in their wing T look that they run. Amagon stands, you know, 5 yards in a 2-point stance right behind the quarterback all the time. The Miller kid, they'll move around a little bit, but he's pretty much at halfback. And if he moves somewhere else, they're probably doing something special for him when they do. But he's pretty quick as well, just slightly smaller. In terms of weight than Amagon, but you know they both run hard and their line, if they give them a gap, those two, if they get to that hole untouched, it's bad news for the defense. Usually they've got a lot of long runs in a lot of ways similar to Lance. You know, it might be 3 yards, 2 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, 2 yards, and then boom, 60 yards. And if you aren't your gap where you're supposed to be, they will split it and they will be gone. So making sure that we slow them down and don't let them get those downhill full speed runs, make sure we make them move lateral in the backfield or have to, you know, break a tackle in the hole or something minimum in order to slow those guys down. Otherwise, it'll be a long night for us. We kind of hope for the same thing for our offense.
Right.
We do have a few more people. We get more people involved than they do. We might not get, you know, everybody on an equal level, obviously, involved, but you know, we have Brady Wall we can throw the ball to. Dylan Knipper can run the ball. We can throw it to Carter Claren. You know, TJ's ran the ball a little bit here and there, and he throws the ball as well. So we've got a few surprises for him that I won't share here. But, you know, we got a few things that are going to give them some situations that they have to adjust to us. If they don't, then it'll be pretty straightforward and simple what we'll do if they don't adjust. But if they do, then it opens up some other things for us, you know. So we look forward to the matchup, and you know, in a way, this is bonus time for us. You know, there wasn't anybody that thought we should be here, and there still isn't people that think we should be here, but we are, and we're going to take that trip down there and enjoy every second of it, and look forward to hopefully getting a W and playing well and being a good football team.
No doubt.
You know, overall, I wouldn't say that their schedule has been a juggernaut. I would say if you compared schedules, ours was tougher than theirs. But they beat Lisbon, and they lost in overtime to Albernette. Those are their two toughest opponents on the year by far. And they played well in both games. So, you know, they're going to be ready to go. It's been a long time since they've had success. 1997 was the last winning season for Columbus. Yeah. So these kids are experiencing something that they've never experienced before. So I said to our kids, you know, you guys haven't been in the playoffs either. I have as a coach, but our kids that are currently playing on our team have never been in the playoffs. So it's new to our kids, but it's also new to those kids. So they're 7-1, we're 5-3, but they're both going into a somewhat unknown feeling on Friday night that hopefully we handle it better than they do.
Just like your team will be ready for adjustments, they'll be ready as well. And that brings up the old topic of how much do you give your team when you look at this scouting report on a team that you haven't seen before? You've only seen them on tape. How much is too much? You don't want to get the kids overthinking, but you want them prepared and ready to go on Friday night.
Well, being honest, I think they help us out a little bit in that regard where, you know, their old school wing tee, they keep it very, very basic, and they just try to do that very well. And at times they've been extremely hard to stop. When they get off the ball with their big kids and they execute, and if you try to play chest to chest, I mean, they're big enough. They're probably four kids that are 275, 280 plus up front. And they got a tight end that's 220 pounds. So that they have good size. But there's some advantages with our mobility that we do have and our athleticism that we have on defense. You know, we may be young, but we still can move and we're athletic and we tackle pretty well. That's going to be a huge key for us. When they're successful, it's because Amagon and Miller break tackles. They're not always going to run untouched, hopefully, for a 50 or 60-yard touchdown. But there's times where they break tackles, and Al Burnett had, you know, several plays where they were giving up 8 or 10-yard runs, but they hit him at 2 yards and bounced off, and hit him at 4 yards and bounced off, and hit him at 5, and it took the fourth or fifth guy to get them down, and they gained 8 yards in the process. So we got to eliminate those things and be great tacklers, and that's something we focused on. But, you know, Coach Monk always puts a great plan together. It's just, can we execute it? Can we communicate it well enough to the kids to go out on a Friday night next to Houston? I think we're in a good spot right now to go do that on Friday.
Well, Coach, even though you guys both are known for running the ball, what do you, I know that you mentioned that you don't want to give away too much, and I don't want you to give away too much when I ask this, but how do you feel that, because you can maybe do a little bit more with TJ at quarterback, you look at their stats, they don't really do much passing, Columbus Junction. They focus on that run game. So how do you feel that you can maybe add some, I don't know, something extra, basically, or really try and throw them off? How do you feel that maybe helps you in a way?
Well, they play a lot of man coverage. You know, they try to get, they're going to try to have eight guys in the box. And formationally, we can do some things that puts them in a position where, yep, you can leave eight guys in the box. But if you leave eight guys in the box, that means you're not covering people that you probably should be. And so we're ready to do those sort of things. And every team's got to make a decision. You can't cover everything on a football field.
Yeah.
You're giving somebody something no matter what you do, no matter what the offensive formation or defensive formation is. You're giving something up. It's just, what are you willing to give up? And early on, we're going to find out what that is that they're willing to give us when we have the ball. And we're going to do some things on defense to see if we can take away some of their key things that they do. Then they're going to have to make adjustments. And hopefully those adjustments are something that they haven't had to do before, which if our plan on defense works the way it should, they're going to be doing things in order to be successful that they haven't had to do yet this year, week one through eight. So, in a way, it comes down to coaches and how well we've coached our kids and prepared them, and what have they seen week one through eight, and what have we talked about, and what have they talked about, and see who can go out and execute it. You know, at the end of the day, if you go out there, usually if plan A doesn't work, plan B is not as good as plan A. That's why it's plan B. So, you know, you find out real quick, usually in games, okay, is this something that we can stick with, or do we need to go to plan B? And hopefully we can roll with plan A, and we get a roll with it for four quarters all night, and we execute it. But sometimes it doesn't go as planned. But, we're pretty confident that as long as we do what we're capable of doing, that we're going to be right there for four quarters and see what happens. And, you know, we've talked about that a lot, playing a game for four quarters. We either haven't been forced to have to play four quarters to get a win, or we've failed to play four quarters and we lost. So we haven't had that game yet. So we're still looking for it. And hopefully, you know, if we're in that situation Friday night where we need to play for four quarters to get a W, we're able to, be persistent, stay with it, and get it done on Friday.
Absolutely. And as we said, what a turnaround for Maquoketa Valley. One win last year to now in the playoffs, on the road, facing Columbus Junction on Friday. Wildcats hoping to pull off an upset. Coach Trevor Arnold, always great to hear from you, Coach. Good luck on Friday, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Thanks, Josh and Swish.
Good luck.
Good luck. And coming up next, turned off the wrong mic, we got Monticello football head coach Wes Wilson with their football matchup coming up next.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call in a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices
and all your grocery needs. Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our high school football coverage with first round of the playoffs for the lower classes. And we continue our coverage as we talk Monticello Panthers. And joining us right now is Monticello football head coach Wes Wilson over the phone with the Panthers hosting Central Lee. And coach, you guys claimed the district title for the second year in a row. We talked about, you know, you guys had a we knew it was a tough non-district for you guys earlier in the year, but it seemed like you guys really started to figure things out when district play started. You've been pretty much consistent. What does it mean for you guys to claim another district title, and what have you liked these last 5-6 weeks from your team when we've seen that consistency?
Yeah, it's always big to get the district title. It guarantees you at least two home playoff games, and those are always huge. You don't want to be traveling as much as you know, you're going to get 2-3 hour drive sometimes in these. So playing at home is a huge advantage in the playoffs. And, you know, it's just our consistency. We've been really good offensively. We haven't turned the ball over much. I think we had one pick the other night. Might have been the first turnover we've had in the last 2 or 3 games. So, you know, just being able to keep the ball in the offensive hands, be able to put it in the end zone. We've been really efficient there. We haven't punted much in the last couple of games. So, you know, just being able to consistently get better on that side of the ball. I know we talk week in and week out about the offensive line. I think they've done a great job controlling the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we've ran some more tight end sets this year than we have in the past. And that's really been a difference maker for us up front.
Well, you have a Central Lee coming up on Friday night. The Hawks coming in with a 3-5 overall record. A couple of big things that stand out is they have a sophomore running back in Chase Johnson with 11 touchdown runs right now, 620 yards. But what can you say what Central Lee is going to bring? What's going to be the key for you guys on Friday night to open up the playoffs with a win and move on to the next round?
Yeah, you know, they run an offense we don't see very much up this way. They're going to run the triple option, double wing. They're going to motion a lot. You know, we really don't see that throughout most of the teams in Eastern Iowa. So it's something new for us to prepare for. We have to be assignment ready. We got to play assignment football on Friday. You know, if you don't, these guys really hurt you. And you mentioned their running back. He does a nice job. He's a good-sized kid, about 200 pounds. Good runner, so, you know, we're definitely going to have to do our job up front. We want to take him away and make him try to beat us with somebody else.
With the variation of their offense, Coach, the old adage, when you're playing somebody different, how much is too much? In practice this week, you focused on getting ready for Central Lee, but it comes to a point where you got to still play, so you don't want to bog their minds down with overthinking. So how much do you give them on a team that you haven't seen before?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, there's always things that you think on paper, hey, this would work really well against them, but you know, when you go back to it, it's, you know, you want to play fast. You don't want the kids thinking out there.
Yeah.
So we're not really changing much from what we do. We just try to give them different looks in practice so they could see it. We're going to play what we do. That's kind of who we are. We're going to play fast. That's how we've been successful this year. We've played fast on both sides of the ball. We try to get as many athletes out on the field as we can defensively, and we're just going to let those guys run and make plays.
Coach, you mentioned that it's an offense that you don't see very often. So how is it that you try to simulate something like that where it's you know, you're so used to so many offenses, but when you play one that is very unusual, like you said, in Eastern Iowa. How do you prep the kids for something like that, or does it make it a little tougher to prep for something that you don't see very often?
It does make it a lot tougher in practice because of their motion. They snap it at a certain time. The quarterback run, the mesh points, those are all things that obviously they have to practice a lot to be good at. So, you know, when you have your scout team guys running it, it's definitely not going to be the same. We just kind of do the best we can do with what we got. You know, we got some young guys. We got our JV guys coming up helping out, and they do a really nice job for us. But, you know, we talk through a lot of things. We walk through a lot of stuff. We do our run fits. You know, we just talk about getting our eyes where they need to be. We know it's not going to be perfect in practice, and Central Lee will be a lot better at running that offense than our scout team's going to be. So, you know, we just got to be get to the ball fast and be violent on contact there.
And is this kind of a game where you hope that maybe you can get out to a big league? Because I'm sure you want to have a guy like Preston Reese for what we feel that this team can really make a deep run in the playoffs. So what's is getting off to a good start going to be the big key so that maybe Preston isn't out there the entire time and you don't want anything to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the more you can get him some rest to make a run, we know how much of a grind it is, especially getting the playoffs. It's colder. Injuries happen. You know, we're getting into week 9 now. So, you know, little bumps and bruises keep happening. Last year, you know, knock on wood, Preston got hurt in the last probably 3 or 4 plays of round 1. He was about 50 to 60% for the second round for us. So we definitely want to keep him healthy this year with all our guys. We want to make sure all those guys stay healthy. And, you know, it'd be great if we can get out to a good start like we have been the last 5 or 6 weeks. Get our offense going, play well on the defensive side of the ball, and then be able to get some of those young guys in and get them some reps here at the end of the game.
This is where you want your program to be year after year, of course, in the playoffs. But as you know, it doesn't always happen that way, so you can't take it for granted. You want your kids to be focused in, but enjoy this experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about that. Not every team gets the ability to do this and gets the opportunity to play at home. I think going into maybe it was 2 years ago, Monticello never hosted a district or a playoff football game in its history. So, you know, now we hosted a couple. I think this will be our 5th or 6th game we've hosted in the playoffs in the last 3 years. So, you know, we've been able to get the program headed in the right direction. You know, the kids are doing the things. We're getting great support from our administration, our community. And, you know, we're excited to take this to the next step. We've been the round of 16 the last couple of years. And, you know, we're excited to have that opportunity to make a run here in the playoffs and see what we can do.
Monticello football head coach Wes Wilson, always great to hear from you, coach, as the Panthers get ready to host Central Lee on Friday in the first round of the playoffs. Coach, good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
You bet. Absolutely. And coming up next, we'll have Northland football head coach Jared Collum as the Lynx get ready to host Wapello on Friday night. That's coming up next on the Sports Zone.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt, LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt, LLC, in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine-in or carry-out. Food, drinks, and fun.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. As we continue our high school football coverage, Josh Christensen and John Swisher in studio. And joining us over the phone is Northland football head coach Jared Collum. And coach, another district title for you guys after you beat Maquoketa Valley 48-6. And basically ever since tough loss to Alberta over the season, you guys have been on a winning streak since then. And what can you say about the way that you've been playing, especially within the last 5 weeks? I would say it seems like you guys have really found your stride. And what does it mean when you can win that district title and kind of set the tone right away as you get ready for the first round of the playoffs here?
Yeah, I would say, you know, our defense definitely is our strong point at this point. Our defense is playing lights out, but their pursuit to the football, we watch film and, you know, we've been preaching pursuit for years and years and years, and we've gotten, you know, teams the last 2 years that just fly to the football. Their speed to the ball is something that you can't mimic in practice. So when we get in a game, I think we really surprise other teams on how fast we get to the football and how many guys we can get to the football, just from our defensive team speed. Offensively, we play and we're going to take what they're going to give us. If they're going to try to stack the box and take away the run, then we're going to throw. And if you're going to take away Wheatley or Bridgewater or Van Etten or whoever's in our passing game, then we're going to run a little bit. We're very balanced on offense, almost 50-50. We lean a little bit more run here in the last few weeks, but basically because we've gotten up on teams, we're just trying to eat some clock. But, we're pretty balanced offensively and defensively. We're real solid.
Coach, congratulations on another district title, second year in a row. Going unbeaten in the district again, never an easy task, and your team has been focused and locked in ever since early on in this season, able to get it done. And as we've talked about on the show, it goes with confidence and the group of leaders you have to not settle for anything less expected here for Northland this season.
Yeah, they made goals at the beginning of the season. Coach Bennett, and every year gives them an index card, and they have to pick three goals. They have to pick a team goal, a personal goal, and a goal that's not related to football. And then they read those goals to the team in a team meeting, and then they have to put those goals up in the locker. And, 100% of them was a district title / go to the dome. So a lot of them reached that first goal. They really want to win that district title, get that number one seed, play at home twice in the playoffs here. It wasn't an easy run. And the scores may be lopsided, but our district's pretty solid. East Buck, they're going to play with anybody. Maquoketa Valley can surprise some people with their run game and what they can do. Defensively, I thought they played really well. At times where they got to the football, they turned it over and gave us a short field, and that's not, if you give us a short field, we're probably going to take advantage of it and put some points up.
You guys have Wapello on Friday, and Wapello Indians coming in 4-4, but you mentioned how balanced you guys are. You look at Wapello's numbers, they're pretty well balanced too. So what really stands out, or where do you feel you are going to have to make, what is going to be the key? Is it stopping their quarterback, Casey Short, or is it their running back, Jake Gustafson, who is actually, also probably their leading receiver as well?
We think it's Gustafson. We think he's their McShane, like Mac Valley's McShane. Very dynamic, hard runner, big kid. Runs fast in the open field once he gets going. Not as good laterally as some of the other backs. So we want to keep him in the backfield, make him run east-west, and stop him from going, north-south. But Gustafson's our focus, obviously. We're gonna follow him around, and when they try to split him out, we'll have eyes on him, and we'll play some games with him in different positions when he's in the slot or if he's in trips and stuff like that. But we have a game plan around him, and we'll just try to get pressure on the quarterback and make him throw it up. They've got a couple other good kids, number 4, number 14, can play a little bit. They lost one of their better linemen, a D2 recruit in McDonough. I think he tore his knee up a week or so ago. I think he's out. So that really hurts them offensively up front. But, they're going to try to get the ball number 2, which is Gustafson, and we're ready for that.
Going into a team with Wapello, a team you haven't seen before, how different has the prep been this week? Is it old hat? You just adjust a little bit? How much do you give your kids on a team like this?
We're just preparing like we always do. They run our offense, basically. They're a lot of the same formations. So we just told Coach Van Etten on the scout team to run RO. A couple wrinkles here and there. They like to run some stuff that we don't, some pro stuff that we don't get into, really. Basically, it's our stuff. They like to exit the running back. They like to do all kinds of stuff in the screen game. Their route combos are very similar to ours. It's almost mirror like our offense. It's nothing our kids haven't seen defensively, so... We're just
adjust to what they come and make our defensive calls. And our defense is pretty simple. We, you know, we'll adjust to what they line up in and then just go run to the football.
In the playoffs against a team you don't know, Wapello, how big an advantage is it to be at home on your home field on Friday night?
Oh, it's a huge advantage. That was part of the goal of winning the district in my eyes, was to get those two home games. A guaranteed one, and then if you win, you get the other one. And what, I don't know how far it is from here to Wapello, hour 40 maybe, yeah. 30, 40. It's a trek. I think Hilmer sent me down there to scout once during basketball season. It's a trek down there. So, yeah, they got to make the road up to Troy Mills, it's not, I don't think it's an easy place to play. We can get the fans right there on the fence. Usually we'll have a packed house at a first round play. It's going to be a beautiful night. High in the 70s during the day and 60 at kickoff. You can't ask for anything like that in October. We're actually worried about kids cramping. So we've been pushing fluids all week. It's going to be a little warmer than we're used to.
Absolutely. And Coach, we know, I know it's the first round of the playoffs, but how have the kids really looked at this year? You mentioned that one of the goals was getting that district title, trying to claim at least those first two home games. But with how close this team fell last year, have the kids used that as motivation, or are they completely forgotten about that? What can you say about how they're entering this year's playoffs and moving forward here?
Oh, they haven't forgot about it. I guarantee you that. It's one of those things that I brought up in the locker room, actually, at Mac Valley. We all know how fast this thing ends. We were cruising last year, 9-1, rolled over Nashua, went into that Wapsie Valley game super confident, not cocky, but confident, and turned the ball over six times and lost 7-6 in a game we probably should have won, could have won, whatever, should have, could have, would have. But that, those kind of losses hurt. We hadn't turned the ball over six times all year, and we turned over six times in one game. So one of those nights where it just kind of it didn't bounce your way. But, I mentioned that in the locker room at Mac Valley. We all know how fast this thing ends, and we know the feeling of when it ends, and nobody wants to experience that again. So I think these guys are super focused. We had a great week of practice, probably our best week of practice, they're pretty locked in right now.
Absolutely. Well, Northland opening up the playoffs at home versus Wapello on Friday. And Northland football head coach Jared Collum. Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again hopefully soon.
Thanks, guys. I'd like to wish good luck to our cross-country teams tomorrow. They're running at Eldora, and the volleyball team is actually playing right now against Edco at home. So good luck to all those teams.
Lots of sports happening right now. And coming up next, we'll have East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden. And that's going to be our game of the week, which we'll talk about next here on the Sports Zone.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
And welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here. And continuing our high school football playoff coverage with the lower classes. And joining us right now over the phone is East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden. And don't forget, of course, this one is going to be our coverage area football game of the week as East Buchanan hosting Lisbon, 7 o'clock. Roger Reed and myself will be there, and you can watch that on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. And Coach, as we talked about too, we knew this, the district that you guys were in, we knew it was going to be a race. It was probably going to be the game against North Lynn that maybe would decide it. But what have you liked about your team lately, especially within the last 2 weeks? You guys have put up an average of at least 70 points a game. But how are you guys feeling going into Friday's game to start the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think we feel pretty good. I mean, we told our kids, you know, after last week up at South Wind, you know, our backs have been against the wall since week two. I mean, we knew, you know, an opening district game, the top two teams in the district, North Lynn and us, squared off. And we knew a loss in that game, we would have to run the table to get to where we are. And to our kids' credit, they really buckled down and did the things they needed to do. Which can be tough because you lose that opening district game and sometimes you kind of second guess yourselves a little bit, but our kids did a great job of responding and we rolled off quite a few victories in a row and put us in a great position that we're in today.
Well, this team is a year ago made it all the way to the Unidome. I know it's different for every team, every coach, how you want to approach it, but how have you guys approached this year? Have you talked about wanting to get to the Dome, or is it that was last year and this is this year? What has been the message to the guys going into the playoffs on Friday?
Well, it's a new team, new year, and, you know, we tell our kids every year to make their own memories. And, you know, a lot of those kids were a big part of that process last year. So the big thing for us is, you know, we have that, those kids know what it took to get there. And, you know, those seniors and actually those juniors and sophomores that we're playing a lot of that played as freshmen, for the most part, you know, they all know what it takes. And, you know, they've done the job to do what it takes to get the job done. But, you know, like I said, you know, we didn't come into this year, you know, telling our kids, hey, we got to get back to the Dome, because, you know, you don't from the first day of practice to the last, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, that's why you're dealing with high school kids on a daily basis. Last year, you know, and I've said it a number of times, I mean, we were blessed to have a good class of athletes, but the other thing is we stayed injury-free last year up until that semifinal, you know, game in the Dome where we didn't have any injuries until that game. And for the most part this year, it's kind of been the same thing. You know, we did lose a really good senior leader in Chase Foltz week two, but, you know, the kids have stepped up, and like I said, they're making their own memories this year.
You guys welcome Lisbon to town, and as I mentioned, we're going to be there covering that game on the KMCH sports video stream on KMCH.com at 7 o'clock with the kickoff. What can you say about the Lions? This is a team that comes in with a 5-3 record. They have won four in a row, putting up at least 45-plus points a game. They did have 34 against Starmont. And earlier, we were talking to Cogota Valley football head coach Trevor Arnold, who's playing Columbus Junction. And the Lions lost to Columbus Junction in a big game there. But what stands out about Lisbon? You guys, we know what you guys do, but this seems like it's a more well-balanced offense that they can pass or they can run. So what's going to be the key on Friday night?
Well, you know, first of all, it's tradition. I mean, Lisbon is a traditionally strong football team. They have been for years when Coach Allison was down there coaching them, and we've had some really good football games with them. And, you know, including last year, we went down there when they were ranked, I think, third in the state, and we beat them in the second round last year in a really one-score game. And, you know, we kind of had a feeling before the pairings came out that that's probably who we were going to draw just based on geography. So, you know, we've watched a lot of film on them. But probably the first thing I told our kids is, you know, don't look at their record. because 5-3 is really deceiving, because this is a, their three losses are against three teams in the top 10, including the number one ranked team in 1A in West Branch. So, you know, their three losses are against really, really good teams. And so, you know, we have the utmost respect of what they do as a coaching staff and their players, their skilled athletes. And, you know, we'll have our hands full. You know, probably the good thing for us is we've been able to play teams like them a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I compare them a lot to a North Lynn and an Al Burnett and somewhat a Maquoketa Valley, just not, you know, quite as pass happy maybe as Lisbon is, but right. They're going to try to spread us out. There's no question with that. They have a mobile quarterback. They run a lot of RPO stuff, which, you know, we worked on a lot this week. So, you know, our thing is, you know, the last 3 weeks, you know, probably 4 or 5 weeks, really, our offensive line has really, really gelled together. And I say this every week, guys, and it's kind of our trademark. When our offense stays on the field, and we rush for 400, 450, sometimes close to 500 yards.
Right.
That other offense doesn't get to be on the field very often. So, yep. You know, we say this all the time. When our offense can maintain drives and keep the other team's offense off the field, then we're doing our job defensively that way also.
12-8 was the game last year that you guys won in that second round. So what can you say about this year's Lisbon's team, is it going to be a little different? You're going to be facing some different guys, maybe not the same ones. They have a new quarterback, a new running back as well. So how do you approach something like that where maybe some of them, maybe Lisbon, some of the players do remember that game last year, maybe want another shot, but it's, like you said, it's a different year, a different team for you guys, and I'm sure it is for them too.
Yeah, they have a lot of the same personnel they had last year. You know, one thing with Lisbon, they have had a ton of injuries this season. You know, I know they've lost 3 or 4 kids to season-ending injuries. And to be honest with you guys, if they had everybody healthy from day one to today, they're probably a top 3 or 4 team in the state, regardless. I mean, but the thing is, you know, you watch them on film those first 3 or 4 weeks, those guys are there, but they've had, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to bring other people in to kind of take over for them, and they haven't really missed a beat, especially in the second half of the season. So, you know, they're, like I said, offensively, they run a lot of the same things they ran last year. You know, we anticipate them, you know, loading the box on us like everybody does. Which we kind of hope they do, because we're so accustomed to it.
Right.
It seems like since the North Lynn game, it's just, you know, it would surprise us if we don't see 8 guys in the box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where, I mean, you guys, KMCH, is going to be there Friday night. I can tell you this, it is going to be an electric atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no room on the sidelines to look over somebody's shoulder, because it is going to be a packed house. Because you have two really good tradition-rich football programs that the fans follow, and it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and we're just looking forward to, you know, being at home, because that's important for us, and that's what happens when you get, you know, a 1 or 2 seed. So that's huge for us being at home.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to being out there in Winthrop as East Buchanan will host Lisbon on Friday. Once again, we'll have that coverage for you on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden. Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Good luck on Friday. We'll see you out there on Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you Friday night.
Absolutely. And coming up next, we'll have Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner. Now, as we've talked a lot of playoffs for the lower classes, Western Dubuque has one more regular season game before starting the playoffs, and the Bobcats hope to at least hang on to a spot to continue their season. We'll have that coming up next.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty for all your real estate needs.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Well, we've talked to a lot of coaches about previewing their playoff matchups. That's the lower classes. But there's still one more regular season game for the upper classes in 3A, 4A, and 5A. And joining us right now is Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner, as the Bobcats have one more regular season game versus Mason City, hoping to hang on to a playoff spot. Coach, how are you guys feeling? I know it was a tough loss for you guys last week to Waverly Shellrock after winning five in a row, but how are you guys feeling? And do you feel like you are in, or do you feel like it's you'll feel much better with a win on Friday, knowing that you'll be in there? What can you say is the mindset going into Friday?
Yeah, you know, I guess there's too much reflection on last year and how you know, we had an opportunity to get in last year with a win and we didn't. And so I guess, you know, the only way we see this right now is we have to win. And, you know, obviously we're sour about losing to Mason City a year ago. You know, I don't know how else to describe it other than, you know, kind of an ex-girlfriend type of a situation, if you will. But having coached there for 4 years previous to here, losing to them is a sour taste in your mouth, and you know, that's tough. So yeah, I feel like we have to win, and you know, I don't think we're having any difficulty focusing on the task at hand.
But what is it like though that you get to host Mason City at home? You got to feel pretty good that, you know, you kind of how much are you hoping to maybe take advantage of that? And like you said, you feel like you guys really do have to win this one.
Yeah, you know, Mason City is kind of on an island geographically, and so, you know, they have to travel a long time all the time. Mm-hmm. But for us traveling up there last year, for whatever reason, you know, we didn't get the most out of our kids. And so it is nice to have a home game. And more importantly, you know, this is more than likely our seniors' last opportunity to perform in front of their home crowd in high school. And so there's a lot of pride there you know, a lot of love for our home field. And so, you know, we're feeling blessed that we have that opportunity this Friday, especially with the weather looking as good as it does.
Mason City coming in with a 4-4 overall record. They are actually coming off a loss to Marion, 28-7. Coach, what can you say about the Riverhawks and what stands out? It seems like one thing that stands out is their quarterback, Cale Hobart, can definitely throw it. He has 1,400 yards. More than half of those are actually coming from one guy in Caden Tyler, their wide receiver, and he's got 9 touchdowns on the season. So what stands out? What's going to be the key on Friday night for you guys?
Yeah, I think you have it pegged there. You know, Hobart is he's a handful. He's very athletic. He really extends plays well, and he's got a cannon, and he throws across his body deep as well as anybody on the run I've ever seen. You know, and the Tyler kid coming out for football his senior year, being a basketball and track kid all the while. You know, he's awfully accomplished in the sport of track and field. And that's really showing up for him on the football field, having, you know, what, 850 some yards, being the second leading receiver in 4A, you know, but their yards are definitely coming in the air. You know, you take out their Waterloo East game where they had 200 yards rushing. They only have 600 on the rest of the year. And so, you know, we definitely have to stop the pass. They've got two very dominant receivers. We've got to make them uncomfortable and make them have to run the football. And then, of course, we have to stop that run after that. But for them, pass is number one.
Absolutely. And, Coach, you know, when you guys started, it was definitely a rough start to the year, the first two games of the year. And then you had that big win against Liberty with the Hail Mary pass in overtime. You had won five straight. And then you had a chance at a district title with Waverly Shellrock in it. I know the game didn't go the way that you guys had hoped. So what's the message now, or how are you seeing the guys maybe respond right now with a tough loss like that compared to earlier in the year where you guys were trying to find your identity in a way?
Yeah, you know, you're good at your job here. You understand what the situation is. You know, we're disappointed. We left 7 points on the board by the first half in the sense that we threw an interception in the red zone and we really failed on that attempt there in the red zone. And we had a touchdown called back in the red zone. You know, and you just thematically see what happened with three failed red zone attempts. So, you know, the focus is getting better in the red zone right now. Understand what we're going to see in the red zone, executing, focusing in the red zone. It's very specific and very measurable, and so we got to get better in the red zone. But you know, early this week, it's been illnesses and injuries and things that you would expect after failing against a very physical and a very tough football team. And so you know, we've had our fair share of adversity this week, but starting to get healthier as the week goes on. And you know, obviously the sun's starting to come up, and you know, we're looking forward to this challenge.
Absolutely. And you know, just what can you say about just the overall growth though that you've seen from these players? It's been a rough last couple of years, but here's a chance for this team to get back in the playoffs again.
Yeah, and you know, I think our seniors have been there, done that, and they have expectations. You know, and they're not so young that they have forgotten the expectations of being a part of Western Dubuque football. But, you know, going early in the season, you know, hoping to maybe win to expecting to win, that's the growth. That's what you see. The standard, the expectations have changed, within this season. And, you know, we're 5-3, and that by many standards is not the best, of anything, but, we're learning how to compete at a really high level and understanding how thin of a line that is between success and failure, and we're really closing the gap. And you know, you may not see that on the scoreboard, but the expectations have changed, and that's the growth we're seeing, and we're excited about that growth.
Absolutely. Western Dubuque, one final regular season game, and it's a big one, hosting Mason City. And as Coach Justin Penner had mentioned, they would feel really good with a win, knowing they'll possibly get in the playoffs, and we'll find out on Friday. Coach, it's always great to hear from you. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Awesome. You're great at your job, Josh. Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. And coming up next, we'll have Edgewood Colesburg football head coach, Coach Rochford, as the Vikings coming off a big win last week to over Midland as they get ready for their playoff matchup on Friday night against Turkey Valley. That's next on the Sports Zone.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport, Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here. As we continue our coverage, we got two more football games to talk about, and one of them being Edgewood-Colesburg in eight-man football, as the Vikings are in the playoffs. They had a big win last week against Midland, and now they're getting ready to face Turkey Valley. And joining us over the phone is head coach Jeremy Rochford. And coach, how important was that win on Friday, a 6-point win, I'm trying to see here. Look, you guys had a big fourth quarter, outscoring them 16-8, and coming back to win. So, what impressed you, and how great was that to see your team fight back, get that much needed win on Friday night?
Well, we didn't have a great first half, and the kids knew about it at halftime. But I thought second half they really came out and played. You know, we caught some passes. We had some defensive stands. And give the kids a lot of credit because they scored 12 in the third and 16 in the fourth, you know, to get the win. And the last play, basically, was a throw by Kale to Dawson for a 20-yard touchdown pass with 6 seconds left to win the game. So the kids really, really came through in the end, and I guess gives them a lot of credit for believing in themselves and really not quitting the whole time. So
take us through that, the last play that won it for you guys and, what you were looking to find and how confident you guys felt that, it worked. What were you guys trying to do on that final play? Just take us through, that game winning touchdown.
Well, I'm going to back you up because I think we were at roughly the 40 with maybe 30 seconds to go. And Kale rolled out, and, you know, we were under a lot of pressure. They're bringing everybody. And he was able to hit Price on kind of a circus catch, a one-handed with, you know, him being elevated. And he knocked the wind out of himself. And so he kind of rolled off, but he got the first down, giving us enough time to get back and snapped the ball for a second throw. And that was all Kale's call. We're calling kind of a, you know, last-minute, two-minute drill, and that's Kale. So it wasn't me calling in a play. It was all him. And Price wasn't in there, and he, you know, faded to his left or rolled to his left. He got hit so hard that after the touchdown, he was laying on the ground, and they asked him, you know, we kind of picked him up, and he, you know, you did it. And he said, did I hit him and was he open? You know, Kale just kind of, you know, knew he had one-on-one coverage and, you know, Dawson went up and made a play. So it was a great play. And consequently, Price knocked the wind out of himself. He had to come in for a 2-point conversion. Kale had to go out because he had gotten the wind knocked out of himself too. So it was one of those hard-hitting ball games that, you know, even their coach told me at the district meeting, you know, could have gone either way. Absolutely. And, you know, it was a hell of a game. So,
and now your attention this week has been on Turkey Valley, your week one opponent, as they beat you 46-26. A lot of things have changed. Your team has improved. So getting a second chance at Turkey Valley, it comes in postseason play in the first round of the playoffs here as Turkey Valley with a 6-1 record. Talk about the prep this time around for Turkey Valley as you get ready for this team.
Well, it's not much different prep-wise than last time. They don't run a lot of extra stuff. They run what they run very, very well. You know, the double wing and a lot of misdirection stuff. And so what we have is kids that are, and I told the kids, I said, you know, you guys came in here, most of them is basically, you know, juniors because they didn't have varsity experience. You know, they were sophomores coming off the fresh off team. And now we have kids that have completed a whole season and already seen this team and already have done this. And, you know, going back, looking at the film from the beginning of the year, we jumped off sides a lot. We couldn't go on two to keep them kind of off the ball and out of our face. We've gotten a lot better at that. We dropped a ton of pounds.
And we lost him. Hoping we'd be able to get Coach Rochford back there.
You lost me?
Yeah, there we go.
Just for a second. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, first time around, the kids made a lot of mistakes, rookie mistakes, and they're now doing much better at that. You know, they got a year under their belt. So the preparation's not much different. It's just a matter of executing.
And Coach, you guys have a Turkey Valley on Friday. The Trojans coming in with a 6-1 overall record, and we know what Turkey Valley does. They love to run the ball, over 2,000 yards rushing on the season with Oliver Schmidt leading the way. What's going to be the key in stopping that offense of Turkey Valley on Friday?
Well, it's going to be our O-line and their O-line, our D-line. You know, if our kids can do their responsibilities and take advantage of their gaps and stuff like that, then let our linebackers do the work. If we can't hold that, they're just going to run the ball down our throat, period. It's not going to matter what hole they go through. There's going to be holes. And they will, you know. But we've gone up with Midland, who is a great running team, and other teams throughout the year that have run the ball very well. So we're just going to have to, suck it up. And I think our kids are willing and able to do that. We just have to execute.
And getting ready for a team like this, compared to a lot of our coverage teams who are going into opponents they've never seen before, do you like it better this way? You've seen this team, and the scout isn't as bad, isn't as complex. It's just you know what you have to do against a team like this. You've seen them before?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best draw we could have gotten. You know, the other one seeds were Easton Valley, Waco, and Don Bosco. Mm-hmm. You know, two of the three are ranked in the top three or four. You know, so it was a great draw for us, and you know, us seeing them before, that helps, yes, but they also saw us before too.
Sure.
So you know, there's not too many teams out there that spread them out and throw the ball like we do, so that's hard to practice against. So I think we do have a little advantage there. Unfortunately, you know, we can't tell our JV to line up and run it down our throats like they're going to try to do, and so there's a little disadvantage there. But I do like the matchup. I like the competition, and I think it'll be a great game.
Absolutely. And once again, Edgewood Colesburg on the road to Turkey Valley on Friday in the first round of the playoffs in eight-man football. Head coach Jeremy Rochford, always great to hear from you, Coach. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. And coming up next, as we said, the higher classes still have one more game. And coming up next, we have West Delaware football head coach Doug Winkowicz. As we mentioned, that there was that one-point loss to Independence. But West Delaware sitting pretty good as far as making the playoffs, but hoping to finish strong at Charles City. That is coming up next on the Sports Zone.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of The Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit DuPaco.com.
Back into the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. Doug Winkiewicz is the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks. He joins me now as the Hawks getting ready to face one more opponent week number 9. We take a look back at that week 8 contest. Tough loss at home. Brownfield Independence, always a battle the last several years when these two teams have got together, and Independence coming out a point better, 21-20. Just a heck of a back and forth tight game, 7-7 in the first two quarters, tied at halftime, 6 points for the Hawks in the third, and then 7 points for Indy, able to get the one-point win. I know you're happy with the effort of your kids, proud of that, but it never is easy to lose a game like this, especially with what was on the line against Independence.
Yeah, disappointing loss. You know, I thought the kids battled more than they had all year. It was interesting watching film, just seeing the kids fight for that extra yard and diving in on tackles and just really, really got after it and really played a good game. We just needed one more play. We got the stop late, had a couple chances, two series there to go down and take the win, and we just couldn't get it done offensively. We needed one more stop early and one more big play, and unfortunately neither one of them happened.
And you try to take as much positives as you can out of a game like this, one that hurts, of course, but still, because of your play and what you've done, the positive is you've got the 2 seed in the district number 3 behind Independence, and you will be going to the playoffs as you get ready for this week number 9. What's the message to the team?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is really keeping the confidence of these kids alive. And I think we've had a tremendous week so far. I think the guys are in a good place. We had to flush that and move on. And we're kind of taking with this week 9 game as, hey, we're going to approach just like a first round playoff game. And we're on the road, and we'll probably be on the road the rest of the way out. So let's learn from it. Approach this like playoff game number 1 and just prepare the best weekend and play the cleanest game that we have all year.
And taking on a Charles City program that you've never lost to, 8-0 in the previous meetings. They're 1-7 this season, a team that has struggled. You got to travel to their place on Friday night. What do you see, and what have you talked to your team about with the Comets this year?
I think the biggest thing probably up front, offensively, we have really no idea what they're going to bring at us. Swish, they've shown a lot of different defenses. They're scrambling to try to win games and figure things out. And as you watch 4 or 5 different games, you're seeing a lot of different looks. So we're trying to prep our kids for any possible situation that they can get up front. And I think that's where it all starts. And defensively, we just got to play sound football. We've had a little bit of illness kind of slowly creep through the week, and a couple guys not feeling well. So we got to make sure we got enough depth to have the next guy step in and shuffle some things around. And I think the kids are responding to that. We didn't have Cash Hauser last week with an ankle injury. Most likely going to hold him out again this week. So we had to take Jack Smith, move him to tight end, put Jaron Funky at left guard where Jack was at. And so we've had to do a little bit of shuffling around this week, trying to figure some things out, honestly, on both sides of the ball.
Indeed, and you've talked about staying positive, staying optimistic after a tough loss like you suffered last week. But in the playoffs again, that is the what the goals are, of course, heading into the season. You always want to get that district title, but getting in the playoffs and keeping that positive mindset for this team of, hey, you have accomplished a good amount of things here, and we've come a long way since early on the season.
We really have, and I think if you look at our non-district schedule and you realize that Waverly and Xavier are probably going to play for a 4A state title, for sure, a semifinal game, you take those two out of the equation, and we could potentially be sitting here 7-2 at the end of Friday. So We still feel like we got a good football team, and I think Independence was a good football team. I think we realized that, you know, things aren't going to come easy here, you know, down the stretch, and we've learned from that. And trying to bring these young guys along to that mindset that you can't worry about the scoreboard. You just got to get that next play. I think the guys have done a good job. We've had a good week. And like I said, even with shuffling around, I mean, the guys are responding very well.
No doubt about it. Week 9, last regular season game coming up. Charles City, good luck and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Get ready for the playoffs as we'll find that out on a Saturday morning where you'll be for the first round. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Swish.
Absolutely. Doug Winkiewicz, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks here on the program. As we continue on, more of it coming up here from KMCH Sports.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects. Or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here. We'll wrap up our coverage here. We've got, it's basically playoff time for all the sports or most of the sports in the fall. We talked a lot of football. We did a little bit of volleyball. John was over at Hartridge Golf Course for the qualifying meet in 3A for cross country. And John, what results do we have from just not too far from us over here?
Yeah, just the north side of town, up the road, of course. Hartridge has it's a great course. Matt Weiss did a great job hosting it. The West Delaware AD, Bob Murphy, was the starter. And Shannon Event Timings with Matt Shannon out of Independence was the timer this afternoon. As on the girls' side, Solon winning it with 40 points. Clear Creek Amana was second with 76. Clear Lake was third with 83. Those are the top three that advance on to the state tournament next week at the Lakeside Golf Course. The state meet in Fort Dodge, as always, next Friday, as Dubuque Wallert came in fourth, Decorah fifth, Marion sixth, Cedar Rapids Xavier was seventh, Waverly Shellrock eighth, Charles City was ninth, West Delaware at 277 was 10th, Vinton Shellsburg came in 11th. Individually, Kayla Young set a course record as she broke the previous course record of 1857 by Lily Horst of Vinton Shellsbury. She did that back in 2015. Kayla Young, the senior of Solon, ran an 1832.59 for first place, as second place was Hayden Barker, a senior from Clear Creek Amana, with a 1908.81. Addison Duggan was third. Emma Arnold, fourth. Lucy Murphy was fifth. Lydia Moss, sixth. Sydney D. and Gracie Fetterspell of Solon, seventh and eighth. Lila Tinkus of Dubuque Wallert was ninth. Sarah Kinsenbaugh of Clear Creek Amana was 10th. Lillian Graham of Dubuque Wallert came in 11th. Mary Fiala of Solon, 12th. Emily McLaughlin, 13th of Clear Lake, as Kyra Barker was a sophomore from Clear Creek Amana was 14th, and Sydney Bachman, a junior from Waverly Shellrock, came in 15th. 82 runners individually on the girls' side. Those top 15 advance on to the state meet in Fort Dodge next Friday as well. On the boys' side, it was Marion winning it, 52 points for the Wolves. Solon was second with 79. Clear Creek Amana coming in third with 91.
as individually on the boys' side. Jedediah Osgood, the senior from Marion, a 15:33. He ran a 15:29 at the meet hosted by the Hawks back on October 4th. So he was 4 seconds short of setting a course record there again, as he did that back on October 4th. Cooper Cook, the junior from Marion, Osgood's teammate, was second with a 16:37, over a minute behind his senior teammate, who's just outstanding. The sophomore from Clear Creek, Amana, Brock Hillsman, third place. As Eli Page was fourth, a junior from Vinton-Shelsburg. Senior from Vinton-Shelsburg, Elijah Blix, was fifth. Michael Yeoman's Solon Jr. was sixth. Jack Crane, a Clear Lake senior, was seventh. Caleb Hoynes was eighth place, a senior from Waverly-Sharrock. Xander Gracer, ninth place, a sophomore from Charles City. His sophomore teammate from Chuck City, Nick Williams, was 10th. Brick Cabela of Solon, a junior, was 11th. Kyle Powers of Dubuque-Wallert, 12th. Isaac Sorensen of Clear Creek, Amana, a sophomore, was 13th. Jaden Brookins, the freshman from Dubuque-Wallert, 14th. And Jordan Fisher, the junior from Marion, came in 15th out of 91 individual runners out at Hart Ridge on the boys' side. Congratulations, those top 15 individuals and the top three teams on both the girls and boys for advancing on. Coming up tomorrow will be Class 1A and 2A state qualifying meets in the world of cross country. Cascade will host out at the Fillmore Fairways, as the Cougars will play host to Albernette, Kalmus, Wheatland, Central, Cater, Clayton Ridge, Easton Valley. Coverage area teams include Edco and Maquoketa Valley, besides Cascade. Lansing Key, Bellevue Marquette, MFL Marmac, Midland of Wyoming, North Cedar, Postville, Clinton Prince of Peace, South Winneshiek, Springville Boys, and Turkey Valley. In Eldora, South Hardin hosting East Buchanan and North Lynn. Also there will be Belle Plaine, BCLUW, Dunkerton, GMG Garwin, East Marshall, HLV of Victor, Janesville, the Meskwaki Settlement, Newell Fonda, North Butler, North Tama, South Hardin, Tri-County, Tripola, Valley Lutheran of Cedar Falls, Wapsie Valley, and Waterloo Christian. In Class 2A, two sites that feature coverage area teams. Up in Olwine, it'll be Anamosa and Starmont there, as Appleton Parkersburg, Clarion Goldfield Dalles, Crestwood, Denver, Dyke New Hartford, Eagle Grove, also Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, New Hampton, North Fayette Valley, Olwine, Osage, Roland Story, and Williamsburg will all be there. In Monticello, at the on the campus grounds of the school off of Highway 38 tomorrow, Beckman and the Monticello Panthers will be there. Elsewhere, Comanche, Columbus, Waterloo, Columbus, Jessup, Louisa Muscatine, Minneapolis, Northeast, Springville, Central City, Sumner Fred, Tipton, Waukon, West Liberty, and Wilton will be all the teams there for that Class 2A state qualifying meet. So the world of cross country will be in the state meet mode come after tomorrow, and getting ready for that next Friday and Saturday in Fort Dodge, as postseason regional volleyball play continuing tonight. We talked about those games earlier. We'll have the results for you coming up tomorrow.
I do have a couple scores.
Okay, let's look at them.
Well, right now, the ones that we do have, North Lynn is leading Edco 2-0 after two sets.
And that was a one that had gone five sets, and it still could, five sets the last five times they've played North Lynn and Edco, as Edco doesn't have the glossiest record. They play tough competition throughout the season, and you said North Lynn's leading 2-0.
2-0 in that one, and Cascade trailing right now to Wapsie Valley, 2-0 in that one.
Tough one for the Cougars on the road in Fairbank. Wapsie Valley, a top 10 team in Class 2A there, and Wapsie Valley, a 38 win team there, so going to be tough for the Cougars tonight. The other coverage area matchups: East Buchanan 6-23 at Sumner Fredericksburg tonight, who's 28-10. Also, Beckman hosting Northeast. The Blazers are 26-10. Northeast with a record of 16-12. So we'll get also Monticello in Region 5 of Class 3A. The Panthers are 23-10, trying to knock off Dubuque Wallert. Talking about records and strength of schedule, Wallert plays, of course, 4A, 5A schools. They're 13-17, so Monticello, hopefully they can knock off Wallert. Not going to be an easy task at Wallert tonight for Monticello.
We will have a coverage area volleyball continuing tomorrow night with Independence as they're on the road down in Tiffin with Clear Creek Amana in our featured match. West Delaware volleyball, the Hawks will be home to the River Queens of Clinton, as that'll be a 7 o'clock first serve. 6:45, 6:50, the pregame coverage right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also on our KMCH Sports video stream tomorrow night, live at KMCH.com. Joan Salo and I will have all the coverage from inside West Delaware High School as the Hawks open up their postseason after Clinton started it with first round of play on Tuesday night as they took down Central DeWitt 3-0. And then on Friday night, as we've told you throughout the show, West Delaware will wrap up their regular season with Charles City, a trip up north to take on the Comets, as Jamie Ryan and Bill will have you covered. 6:45, the pregame as usual. 7:30, a kickoff time slated as the Hawks try to finish out the regular season as they're in the playoffs as a 2 seed in that district number 3 of Class 3A. Our coverage area game of the week will be playoff fashion Class A style from Winthrop as East Buchanan will entertain Lisbon. Probably the best on paper, the best looking coverage area contest in the playoffs for our smaller schools. 8 player through Class 2A. Josh and Roger will have you covered on our KMCH Sports video stream starting around 6:50 on Friday night and 7 o'clock kickoff time slated. It should be a heck of a ball game. Lisbon and East Buck have had some battles the last few years. East Buchanan favored on paper, favored in the rankings, number 8 in the final Class 8 A poll, but got to come out and get it done against Lisbon. Good 5-3 teams. They've had some losses against some good teams. We talked about, Columbus and Albernette. Mm-hmm. So some competitive losses for Lisbon. So not going to be a slouch, you wouldn't think. But East Buchanan been playing very good football of late.
This is a rematch from last year, too. East Buchanan only won that one 12-8. So, right. And head coach Jerry Alden had mentioned that Lisbon facing some injuries. And he feels that if they don't have those injuries, if they were fully healthy, that's a team where he feels like they would be a top 3, top 4 team in the state. So, but he says, don't look at that record. They are a good 5-3 team. So he is not taking the Lions lightly, even though they are hosting on Friday night.
Indeed. As we have a little bit of time before Hawk Talk coming up here with Kirk Ferentz and the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin from Iowa City tonight, back in after the bye week. Hawkeyes get ready to take on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. 11 a.m. the kickoff on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock pregame right here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. Taking a look at those rankings of high school football, Class A. North Lynn still at number 6 at 7-1. East Buck and Albernette both 7-1. As the Buccaneers are number 8, Albernette at number 10. 8-player game, Remsen St. Mary's is the number 1 team. Don Bosco at number 3, Easton Valley the number 5 team. Is that's the 8-player game, and Class 1A Van Meter is number 1, as MFL Marmac number 8, Class 2A Central Lyon George Little Rock number 2, Monticello Panthers at 6-2 are number 9 in Class 2A. Class 3A, it's Harlan number 1, Mount Vernon 2, Independence 5, as a Vin Community at number 10. West Delaware is receiving a vote in Class 5A. Anke number 1 team, Cedar Rapids Prairie at number 6. And Cedar Rapids Kennedy dropped out as a Class 4A Lewis Central number 1, Wimberley Shellrock 2, Cedar Rapids Xavier 3, and Cedar Rapids Washington at number 10. As we get closer to Hawk Talk here, that's going to wind down things for you here. Another great week of high school sports coverage, and coming up next week with regional finals, trip to the Extreme Arena. Got to get used to saying that again. It's been in Cedar Rapids for 30-some years, and it's moving to the Coralville area now, the state volleyball tournament, which will start on Halloween day in 2 weeks. So we will get ready for that, and hopefully a few of our coverage area teams are representing that will travel down the Extreme Arena and bring you coverage from here. Starting again on Halloween.
And I'm guessing you can't throw candy on the court, right, since they're starting on Halloween?
I would guess not. You can, but you can face the result of what would happen. You can do anything. You're ready to face the consequences.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it's going to be weird having it down in Coralville right now, but it's a very
great
nice
setting
arena
for it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Iowa Hawkeye volleyball plays there, so it'll be a very nice, more intimate feel, I've been told, of the setup there at Extreme Arena. Hawkeye Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz and Gary Dolphin now.
Mix 94.7, KMCH, Manchester.